You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
This superb One Direction highway is engineered for easy grades and for speed with safety. The echoes of that two-cylinder motor have never died, and they never will.
Call the turn signal! Use it! Learn to drive!
Traffic deaths in Michigan are up this year, up 2%. So it seems like a good time to get a refresher course on some of Michigan's forgotten or ignored rules of the road. And for that, we turn to Lieutenant Michael Shaw of the Michigan State Police. Welcome back to Stateside, Lieutenant.
Thank you for having me.
Distracted driving has become one of the buzz phrases of the 21st century, certainly one of the leading causes of auto crashes in Michigan. How is distracted driving defined by law?
So there is no definition. Hmm. And I think that's where some people say, well, can't you get them for the distracted driving law? There isn't a distracted driving law. So there's some different portions of it. So Michigan has a texting while driving law. You're not allowed to use an electronic device to actually plug in information to while the vehicle is moving. Usually I don't tell people this, but we're going to talk exactly what the law says. So if you're stopped at a traffic light, if you're stopped at a stop sign, if you're in traffic and you're stopped and the vehicle's not moving, technically the way the law is written, you can actually use your cell phone. Tying that into rear-ending crashes, those kind of go together because usually what somebody will be doing is looking down kind of out of the corner of their eyes, see traffic start to move. They'll hit the gas and then the car in front of them stops and then boom, you have a rear-end crash. So we recommend to everybody not to use your phone at all. And that's our recommendation. Now, there's some different portions of that we can tie into different laws. So if we look at careless driving, that's usually a lot of things that the people will get a ticket for from troopers is we'll combine that. So if you're on the phone, you get in a crash, that's careless driving. If you're on the phone and you commit another track offense, run through a red light, weave in your traffic lane, stop on a green and go on a red, all those things that kind of combine, that's more going to be a careless driving. Now, there is some, you know, hands-free legislation that are in the legislature that we support naturally to get that phone out of people's hands. But if you kind of think about it for a second, even if you're doing something else besides driving, it requires a part of your brain. So even if you have hands-free on and you're talking to whoever it is hands-free, we've all been there before where you thought you were on one point of the road and then you realize, holy cow, I'm 3 miles ahead of where I was.
Or you thought you were doing one speed and you kind of lost track and ended up speeding.
Yeah. So it all kind of affects it. So we use the term, get your head out of your app. And I said, yes, your app, not the other one.
Yes.
Don't use your phone at all. Just throw it to the side. There's nothing that you really need that for while you're traveling. Use the do not disturb on there. Mm-hmm. And then people will say, but I need my GPS.
Yep.
So most GPSs now are right into your car. You don't even need to use your phone for that anymore. If you do, before you start out, you know where you're going. It's not like you're driving down the roadway and all of a sudden decide, oh, I need to do this. So you plug in your GPS before you start going. Mm-hmm. And then all you do is hook it up onto that little thing that you can slide your cell phone in, and it will talk to you and tell you when to turn left and when to turn right. You don't have to touch it. You don't have to look at it. You don't have to do anything. You just have to follow the direction, kind of listening to a backseat driver.
Okay, so but it is okay to have that little gizmo. In fact, I just got one, so it's there. Yeah.
And we talked to our young troopers about this. It's not just a public issue. It's everybody. So, we talk quite a bit about our troopers that, we've had some rear-end crashes because these younger guys and gals that have grown up with their cell phones will be doing the same darn thing, that we're telling people that's not a good idea to do. And then you go out there and investigate a patrol car crash and you find out they were doing that or they're looking at their computers. So this affects everybody. It's not just a public perception problem. Everybody really needs to kind of buckle down a little bit. And I know we all use our phones, me being the media person, I'm on my phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But when I drive, I try to turn it off. And because all you're doing is teaching your kids the same thing, because kids are like a sponge. If you don't wear your seatbelt, your kids won't wear it. If you're on the phone texting all the time, your kids are too. So, you got to get rid of that phone. If it even takes throwing it in the trunk and turning it off, put it in a glove box, turn it off. Use the do not disturb. Get your head out of your app.
Are there differences in local ordinances and state laws?
Yes, so that's the state law. So now different cities have their own local ordinances that said that you can't use a cell phone at all.
I remember Troy got very tough. Yeah, not even coffee cups, right?
Right.
Eating?
Yeah.
Nope.
So they kind of cracked down on all that kind of stuff. So you got to kind of know what cities you're driving through or where you're living, what their ordinances are. But most of them will have it marked by a sign. But the best way to avoid it is just not use it anywhere in the state. And then you don't have to worry about what city has a tougher local ordinance than the state law.
You troopers have seen the results of what can happen because of distracted driving firsthand. So what do you want people who think they can pull off texting or that quick text or putting on some mascara while they're driving? What do you want them to understand?
You know, that it's just not worth it. That, you know, as you go along, if you're running late, then you're late. If somebody texts you, then get back to them when you're at your spot. If you didn't have time to put your makeup on, the next day, wake up earlier than the day before. It's all personal accountability. And it's something that we've kind of gotten rid of in society where we're not accountable for our own personal things. It's always somebody else's fault. But if you got a phone in your hand and you're texting and you kill somebody, that's your fault. And it's even worse for us if we have to go to somebody's house and tell them their family member's never coming back because somebody got a text about what to get at the grocery store. That's when you really kind of start to put it into perspective. And that's what we try to teach our younger troopers. That's what we're trying to teach our younger drivers as we go through here because this is not going away. I mean, cell phones are here to stay. Pretty soon they'll probably be embedded in our forehead before we know it. But this is something that, you know, is killing people daily. It's as bad as driving under the influence of alcohol, driving under the influence of marijuana, prescription drugs, and distracted driving. They're all the same thing. All 100% preventable. And those people that were killed by that type of driving would all be here today if somebody would have just made that decision not to do one of those things.
Lieutenant Mike Shaw, Michigan State Police, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
We began our Learn to Drive segment just a couple of weeks ago, and we have been blown away by the response, gotten dozens of emails from people who want to hear something on our roadways sorted out on air with Lieutenant Shaw. Here are a couple of the emails that we got from you.
Slow down. People are too concerned with either getting to their destination quickly or they just have an infantile need for speed.
Too often in the U.S. I see maneuver or sometimes just maneuver signal, but rarely all three in the correct order.
Why have people forgotten how to use blinkers? Changing lanes? Blinker. Turning ahead? Blinker. Turning here? Blinker.
Seemingly, no one teaches Michiganders how to handle a four-way stop. They seem to look for some sense of fairness that I can't fathom.
That last one about the four-way stop, about half of you who responded to our Learn to Drive segment say you are so frustrated with four-way stop etiquette, and we heard you. We'll talk with Lieutenant Shaw about that soon. In the meantime, which rules of the road do you wish other drivers would know about? Let us know. Send us an email to stateside@michiganradio.org.